This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Jim Hoff is coming up next segment. The UN head is coming up and his old plan to shut down the U.S. economy. Wait till we cover this. Unbelievable. Well, let's go ahead and go to this report. Here it is.
They're going public. It was in Idaho and New York and California and Mississippi and Texas and Michigan and just everywhere. And these two guys have a whole bunch of clinics across the state. And they're well known. And they're telling you stuff you already know is true.
96% of people in California who get COVID recover with almost no significant sequelae or no significant continuing medical problems. COVID-19 is one aspect of our health sector. What has it caused to have us be involved in social isolation? What has it caused that we are seeing the community respond to? Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are secondary effects from COVID. And these are for me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse. We see people coming in here with black eyes and cuts on their face. It's an obvious abusive case. These are things that will affect them for a lifetime, not for a season. Alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide. I talked to Don Youngblood and various people in the community. I've asked them, how are things going? Suicide is spiking. Education has dropped off. Economic collapse. Medical industry, we're all suffering because our staff isn't here and we have no volume. These are all real things that I'm seeing every day. I don't read about this stuff. I'm seeing it in my clinics. We have clinics from Fresno to San Diego, and these things are spiking in our community. These things will affect people for a lifetime, not for a season. And I've talked to, you know, the head of the CDPH. I've gotten their opinion on this, and a lot of the leaders in Sacramento, and we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban.
It's this stuff that will kill the New World Order, folks. This is real medical information. It's everything you've already heard here. It's everything you always knew. When you were a little kid and got sick, you could be 70 years old. You know, Mama said, go out and get some sun. And then we're told today, arrest people that give hope and say that.
Arresting someone for sitting alone on the beach, tell me how that arrests the spread of the coronavirus from an epidemiological point of view.
Yeah, I wasn't referring to that. I actually don't have the specifics as to why that happened.
The Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
COVID-19 is going to be in our lives for at least the next year until there's a vaccine, and we need to figure out a way to get back to as normal of a life as possible while this plays out in the background. The solution is not to lock us into our homes.
See, Thomas Malthus, 260 years ago, said, "Herd the poor into buildings with no sun so they get the vapors and die, get rid of them." And he's the father of modern eugenics. By the way, anybody can look at what I just said. You can search Malthus, Malthusianism. You'll be like, holy hell, but Jones says some crazy-ass stuff. Man, I'm not the crazy person. I'm just telling you what these crazy-ass people are up to.
Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the third world. Henry Kissinger, 1974.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Jim Hoff joins us for the next 30 minutes, and then after that we're going to go to Mike, Brendan, Mike, Jason, Nick, Carlos is up next. Carlos is the next caller, Sonny and Jeff. We're going to talk to the top journalist out there in America right now about what's really happening and how bad this depression is about to be. Stay with us.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host here in the third hour. In 30 minutes, we're going to go right to your calls. Jim Hoft is the head of GatewayPundit.com, one of the biggest news sites in the world, not just one of the biggest pro-America sites in the world. And we're so glad to have him. He's an author, and again, does great work over there heading up GatewayPundit.com, TheGatewayPundit.com, does an introduction. And so I want to give him the floor to cover whatever he thinks is important up front, but I look at that USA Today article yesterday saying it's true, and they're fact-checked, that you get $40,000 for somebody with COVID-19 versus $4,000 without somebody else. It's all incentivized in. They now admit all the models were 30 to 10 times, 10 to 30 times higher than what they said. And that this is not even as bad as the flu. They're just counting other deaths as it. Sure, it's a man-made virus, so that way the Chinese can own the patents to the vaccine. Something's going on there. But Jim Hoff has been at the tip of the spear the last 12 weeks since this started, and I got to say, has been dead on. So whoever's dead on, that's who we have on. We really appreciate you, Jim.
Hey, Alex, good to be with you. And we do have a couple of stories I'd like to mention right off the bat. One is that this Chinese doctor, they call the Bat Lady, that her name is Shi Shengli. I don't think this is getting much press in the United States, but she actually was doing some work here on the East Coast for a few years. She worked with a North Carolina doctor, and what happened was their testing was shut down. So then she went over back to Wuhan at the Wuhan virus lab, where she was running that program there. And around the same time, Alex, we found out that Dr. Fauci and the State Department gave this woman, the Bat Lady, $3.7 million. Now, this was around the time she was, they shut down their program on coronavirus here in the United States, and she fled back to China. I don't know if fled is the right word, but she went back to China. And then we're funding her program over there. It doesn't make much sense. There's also evidence that there were some leaks when she was working on these different, coronavirus projects. And there was one, I'm sure your listeners and your viewers know this, but, a couple of people died, and that was before this year. That was a couple of years ago. So it's just really interesting.
Well, I should have said up front, so just recap this. You've been at the cutting edge of exposing the Chinese bioweapon operation. Is this a bioweapon? We don't obviously know, but they are testing bioweapons. You've got arrests of the head of Harvard Biology. What's the best thinking right now on what's really behind this virus?
Yeah, well, I think we know for sure that it was not from one of those wet markets in Wuhan. That has been discredited. That was a Chinese propaganda tool that they used to deflect that this was actually from one of the laboratories in Wuhan. And I think it's pretty clear. And we did some research, Alex, where we have some access to some artificial intelligence that, goes back and looks through the internet and pulls up these articles that were, and when they were published. One article we found was an interview with this Shi Zhengli, this bat lady. where this was from 2017, and she was interviewed there, and she was talking about the work in the laboratory and the coronavirus, and that she had been to the bat caves 900 kilometers away. And so there's a lot of information out there, but the U.S. media has not touched this. And what's interesting, and you know this as well as I do, is, you know, as conservatives know this now, the media, we're in this strange period right now where the media and the tech giants get to tell us what's approved information.
Well, that was my next point. They're openly banning medical doctors coming out saying that the hospitals are empty. They're banning Cedar Sinai saying light therapy is a real deal. I mean, they're now banning most prestigious institutions out there and parroting Chinese communist propaganda.
Absolutely. We're seeing this over and over, and the best example was last night when Laura Ingraham on the Fox News channel had a couple of these doctors from California on, and as soon as they went off the air, YouTube erased their videos that were out there from the local news in California, and they're just gone. So it's stunning what's happening, and it's very disappointing.
They're not getting rid of things that are disinfo. They're getting rid of real credibility.
Absolutely, and it's very disappointing. I know you know this better than anyone, and that is where the hell are the politicians or the conservatives or anybody who believes in freedom of speech in this country? Why are they silent? Now they're getting worse and worse and worse. What they've done to people like you and Gateway Pundit and other people with just erasing us off the internet. And now they're ramping it up and telling us what we can read about
the coronavirus. You've been censored, I've been censored, but they've moved on from us to medical doctors that are on record giving press conferences. Those are being banned because it doesn't go with the narrative that it's all Trump's fault.
Right, absolutely.
And then as you said, I'm not mad at Trump, but I am mad at Trump. What the hell? I mean, are they going to censor the weather report next? I mean, this is like total control.
Absolutely. And it's frightening because, as you know, as we reported on your show first, about a month ago now, or over a month, and that was that these numbers that they threw at us were completely ridiculous in early March. They were saying at the time 2 million Americans would die when the country that had the most deaths at the time, Italy, had like 8,000. How they came up with these ridiculous numbers, they still haven't explained. They haven't apologized. These doctors running the show in Washington, D.C., Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, they still haven't apologized, and they haven't.
Well, that's right. All their models were wrong. So what do we do then? What does Trump do? What do you want to say to them?
Well, I think Trump needs to take a big U-turn here. You know, he needs to focus on the economy. That's what scares the hell out of me. I think, as you know, Alex, again, probably better than anyone, The American public today is just absolutely in a panic. There's this underlying panic, and rightfully so, because as people start to wake up and see that these numbers are no worse today than what we've seen with seasonal flus. We actually had a seasonal flu in 1957-58 that was much worse than what we're seeing with this coronavirus. And the fact that we have these hacks, Fauci and Birx, why are they not emphasizing that these are 75 and 80-year-olds is the target of this virus? Why aren't they emphasizing?
Oh, they're clearly trying to kill the economy ahead of the election. I mean, now with Facebook, Twitter, Google blocking Cedar Sinai and medical doctors agreeing with Trump, this is just, now they're blocking medical people? This is like worse than North Korea.
Absolutely. And here's something else. It's not just happening here in the United States. My twin brother, who's been on your show before, he's in Hong Kong. And, Alex, listen to this and see if you can make any sense out of this. In Hong Kong, which you literally walk across the hall and you're in China. And I've been there several times to see my brother. We've been into the Chinese mainland there. And they have a total of 4 deaths from coronavirus in a city that is as packed together as you can be. I don't think there's a more densely populated area in the world than Hong Kong and Kowloon, which is across the bay from Hong Kong. And yet they've had four coronavirus deaths. And the Chinese, or whoever is in control, and we know it's the Chinese, They still have this Hong Kong in lockdown. Over 4 deaths. They've had 130 flu deaths in that same time period.
Well, that's so it. They're using it as a tool of control, and they're using, most of the studies I've seen show that regular coronavirus, the cold virus or the flu virus, is counting as positive. I mean, even as you mentioned, the scarf lady admits that they count all deaths that test positive as this. So that's what they're doing. This is a medical tyranny against the president.
Absolutely. And we saw that with just New York adding 3,700 deaths out of nowhere. They pulled them out of a hat and threw them in the pile last week. And, and then we saw Pennsylvania trying to sneak in 269 deaths. That was the day after the protest.
Jim Hoff, stay there. In the final segment, I'm going to try to give you the floor to say what you think the president should do, where you think this goes if we don't take action to shut it down. The states are trying to reopen. And they're blaming every death on Trump. This is incredible. This is how the globalists are striking back. Jim Hoff, GatewayPundit.com, one of the top websites in the world for freedom. When we come back, stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So dangerous, so insane that I've been choking on air. It's another 26 years. You've seen me choking out because I'm tongue-tied. And Jim Hoff's our guest. Here's one of the chief White House advisors on the economy saying that what was lost in the 2008 recession in just a day, we're losing every day. Here it is.
Is, and I'm sure that over the next 3 or 4 weeks, everybody's going to pull together and come up with a plan to give us, you know, the best chance possible for a V-shaped recovery. But make no mistake, it's a really grave situation, George. This is the biggest negative shock that our economy, I think, has ever seen. We're going to be looking at an unemployment rate that approaches rates that we saw during the Great Depression. During the Great Recession, remember that was a financial crisis around 2008, that we lost 8.7 million jobs in the whole thing. Right now, we're losing that many jobs about every
week or so. So Jim Hoft, looking at this, obviously this is meant to stall the economy. Bill Maher wanted it. Democrats wanted it. It's blue states, blue cities blocking the economy. How do they think they're going to get away with a worldwide depression they're going to blame on America and Trump?
Yeah, Alex, this is just frightening what we're seeing. And like you're just played, they're looking at numbers greater than the Great Depression, these unemployment numbers. It's just absolutely frightening. And I think what people haven't experienced yet, Alex, and you're in tune with this, but there's a lot of people who have lost their businesses. They're losing their jobs. We're seeing these brave hairdressers who are down in Texas and in California who are opening their shops because they don't want to go broke. We had the woman down in Texas said, I have a right in this country to make a living and to feed my children. And really, they should be putting that woman on the air every day because that's what this is about. If something doesn't change soon, we're going to have, 20, 30 million or more out of work? We're going to have all these businesses shut down? It makes no sense. None of this has made any sense. And wait till they figure out that the numbers that we're seeing right now are not much worse, if at all, than a seasonal flu. I think that the American people are going to be outraged.
Well, Jim Hoff of GatewayPundit.com, that's my point, is they already have Bill Gates, as you know, and all the left on TV blaming Trump when they're the ones that created the stampede and the hysteria and forced Trump into it. They're betting that we have no attention span, like Gruber famously said. I think they're wrong, Jim.
I hope you're right, Alex. I mean, you're the calming voice at this point because everything else is just out of control. It's just crazy.
Yeah, like Alex Jones says everything's okay, and the rest of me is like, death, it's all over.
Right. I mean, what they've done here, and, you know, it's just amazing to see that there's actually reporters out there who are still, you know, they haven't caught on yet with the real numbers. They haven't looked at these numbers, which, you know, again, we saw last month that it wasn't making sense that they're predicting 2 million dead when, you know, we'd only seen a few thousand dead in the whole world. So I don't know how they get away with this. And, I certainly won't forget. And as long as we have our website, we're not going to forget. We're going to be pushing the truth. But it looks like the media plan is to just push these lies and then get the tech giants to shut down any voice that is saying something different.
I'm going to play this clip after you're gone and go to calls. But UN chief says pandemic must be used to deindustrialize West, transition to green energy. They've been bragging. This is AOC's green plan now. This is good for the earth, CNN says.
Unbelievable. And this is the same guy, this UN chief, who also said that this is a good time to start giving universal income to the people, you know? So that means, of course, the U.S. has to start funding the whole world. When we don't have the money and we have 30...
And by the way, talk about a Venezuela model. No one can go to work, but there's free stuff coming. The robots aren't running stuff yet, even in some fictitious thing. So what are the leftists trying? They're obviously using a Marxist-Leninist plan of revolution right now, using the virus as the cover. Where do you think this goes?
Well, I think what's going to save us again are the young hairdressers and the business owners out in America who get fed up and realize they have to make some payments soon. Or they're
I agree. Right. Look, 3 weeks ago, I was at my hair cutter's office at his house just cutting my hair. And everybody I know, my wife gets her lashes and nails done at the lady's house now. It's almost better because they're like cutting out the middlemen. Like, they're like, I may never go back to the nail or lash place, my wife said. I'll go pay this lady less. She makes more. In a way, it's not actually vertically integrating. It's actually getting rid of the middleman.
Absolutely. I actually had someone come clean our house today. We used to use a service, but now we just hired somebody to come over and clean the house. And so a lot of people are doing this, but I think in the long run, these businesses better wake up or they won't be around. And,
Jim, it's going to be apps tracking you that an individual wasn't authorized came to your house. I mean, they're announcing the end of free speech. Big tech loves it. This is kind of their coming out and saying, we're going to track you with your phone and make sure you only use big box stores.
Right, absolutely. And we've already seen that the same type of talk right now saying if you have the coronavirus and you're walking around, we're going to warn people around you that you have the coronavirus. I mean, what's preventing them from using this same sort of a system for other things?
Seriously, how about we all just wear yellow stars?
Basically, that's what they're pushing. And it's really shocking that this is happening in America and that more people aren't upset about it.
Well, that's because it's like dodo birds were on that island and nobody ever hunted them. So when sailors showed up, they just kill them. We have to build our psychological political immune system again and recognize why we don't support the police state, which is not being anti-police, folks. It means we're anti-police state, meaning no due process. Jim Hoff, the 2 minutes we have left, you're covering so many dizzying articles. You're probably, other than InfoWars, I got to say the number one news site in the world for really cutting-edge pro-human stuff. What else is on your front burner right now?
Well, it's interesting. We continue to see the media attack Trump day in and day out. They never learn. Nobody trusts the media today. And even this afternoon or this morning when Trump was with Florida Governor DeSantis, some reporter attacked Trump about the testing in the U.S. and found out that, that Dr. Birx corrected this reporter. Who didn't have his facts straight, and Trump, just blasted the guy from Yahoo. And
we've done more than the whole world, so how are we bad?
Yeah, the leave it to the media, Alex, that just makes up these BS arguments and throws them at Trump and tries to.
Well, that's my final point. It's the New York Times last week of all places came out and said the Chinese government's funding the media. Is that not espionage? Like, if you were getting Russian money, I'd call for Jim Hoff's arrest. If I was, arrest Alex Jones. We don't get Russian money. We get American money. But how do these other publications get Chi-Com money? What the hell?
Yeah, it makes no sense. And we're the ones who actually have to fight for every nickel and dime we get because we've been targeted by actually our own government and by these American companies.
Exactly. Gateway Pundit, InfoWars are 100% funded by people. We know that. But now it comes out that all this big media is funded by China. Well, where's the investigation there?
Right. Absolutely. Something has to happen. But our media, we know Alex, it's not just that they're biased anymore, but we know that they're just pushing complete lies on the American public.
Exactly. They're not biased. They're lying on purpose, and they're riding the Chi-Com ding-dong. Thank you so much, Jim Hoff. Great job. Call's coming up. Stay well. Thank you, Jim.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have piped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is my little daughter right here. And, you know, these are the times with the enemy coming in on us. That's her a few years ago. So perfect, so pure. God shines through her. Like a stained glass window.
I just can't turn my children over to them. Because you can lie to yourself all day long. You joined the New World Order, man. You just turned your kids over to hell. And they're so innocent, and they're so good, and they're so pure, and they just want to understand the universe. Look how pure she is. Look how good she is. And some will say, oh, you put your daughter on air, you make her a target. She's already a target. She's already under attack by evil, just like every child on this planet. Because she can see God. She has innocence. And they want to corrupt that. They want to steal that. We're not going to let that happen. Because as men, we're not going to back down under the face of evil. Because if we don't do the right thing, we've turned our children over to the worst things in the universe. So I ask you again, are you going to stand with that? Are you going to go along with that? Are you going to submit to that? Like all these trendies? No, I don't think you are. All right, let's finish up with the calls. I really appreciate you holding some of you over an hour and a half. Let's go to Carlos in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Brother Alex, God bless you, sir, and the crew.
I appreciate you, Carlos. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. As usual, you are on target. This is a fight between good and evil, sir. This is a spiritual war, which we're fighting it on many levels, but we're not fighting it spiritually. Alex, you say yourself you are a channel. Well, I am a channel as well, sir. I've been given information on how to combat this. I need InfoWars as help to also combat this on a different level.
As
a
matter of fact,
yes, sir. Well, one of my best friends, he's a 30-year Army vet, Pentecostal pastor. I got all the Pentecostals ready. This something I can't really get into over the air because I don't like telling the enemy what I'm going to do to them.
Okay, that's what everybody says.
I got a cousin.
Everybody always overplans it. They always never going to do it. They're always waiting to launch the perfect plan.
Sir, yes, sir. I got a cousin out in Arlington who's a Southern Methodist minister.
Great. What's he doing to fight for the globalists? Tell me what you're doing.
Well, first and foremost, it's all about energy at the end of the day. The enemy, like you said, they're bloodsuckers. They want our energy. We don't want to turn over our kids because we're not standing up now on a spiritual level.
And because we've been put into a trance, the globalists get everything because we're convinced, oh, just submit. No, submission is in a waterfall into hell. We have to stop submitting. Stop turning over to it.
Yes, sir. Now, 2 days from now is the one-year anniversary of my father's death, okay? Now, I have a sister who is under demonic possession. My father suffered for exactly 28 weeks and 2 days, and I know that number because that's another story. We can get into it, God willing, one time. But everything I've saw during my father's suffering is going on right now in the world.
No, you're right. As above, so below, Carlos. God bless you. I appreciate your call, man. All right, Nick in California. Another call from California. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, this is Nick. I was calling about the hospitals and how they're slow.
Yeah, we're not screening your call right now. You're live on air. So, yeah, the hospitals are basically empty. They admit that. They said it was hoax videos. It's all admitted now. It's all a big hoax, yeah.
I'm a maintenance guy, and I worked at Queen Valley Medical in Napa. There was it was slow as could be, and then I called Sutter Medical in Sacramento and asked them how many COVID patients they had. They said they had 6, and I was working on the COVID floor. And not only a third of the people there with the staff are wearing masks around the COVID patients.
Sure, because they know it's a hoax. They know it's the common cold.
Yeah, and it's a hoax. And I have maintenance sheets to prove that I worked at these hospitals like Walnut Creek.
Brother, that's the good news is you don't have to get in trouble to tell the truth now. It's like they're empty. It's come out.
Well, the thing is, I asked about John Muir Medical in Walnut Creek, and I was threatened to be kicked off the job, and they kicked an elevator guy off the job for asking about COVID, because now they're hushing it up, and that was just yesterday, about how many they have.
Well, that's because they get 40, and it's not Trump's fault, but he needs to be informed now. There should be criminal investigations. They get 4,000 for regular federal stuff, 40,000 for COVID. They incentivized it to create the illusion of COVID. And people say, why is it a bioweapon then? Because Bill and Melinda Gates own it. It's synthetic because they have to own it. You understand?
Yes. And I have one more thing to address the president real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a second. I have a patent for devices that reflect better, temporary devices. And you remember the gas can with the gas nozzle that you said that doesn't work? These devices work that will save lives, and we can bring back manufacturing just on this one first step, the 1,000-mile march, to bring back temporary devices. I emailed him with Nick Mattia on his White House email several times.
All right, send me the information. God bless you, brother. All right, let's. I'm glad folks are calling and trying to get a hold of Trump. Because you can get a hold of Trump. You just might have to try 100 times. They're trying to catch that big bass. Now, I can do it 2 or 3 times to get the president. It's kind of like scary, though. I'm going to throw this line in. I got a president online. Wow, what am I going to say now that I got the president online? That's why they're so scared. The president's for real. But what does real mean? Does that mean he's a perfect guy? No. Just means he's not with them. So he's a whole nother fish, whole nother kettle. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, nice to talk to you, man.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to test what you said. I can always consider myself a true patriot, but I really didn't give a crap what the hell was going on until I had a daughter. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, everything you say about your kids and your daughters, man, that's true. But real quick, I work in the food industry, not in the processing, but in the production part. All of our machines go to Tyson, Smithfield, Purdue, all the big names.
There's only four, though.
They're
all trying to shut things down on purpose. What are you saying?
From the front lines, we have multiple machines not going to Tyson. We have multiple machines not going to Purdue. We had to lay off half of our staff here because the work is not here. And any work that is being done, it is outsourced. A lot of work from China coming over. It's really...
Well, that's exactly what we broke down, Amanda. Exactly. So it's just a shutdown of America. It's like American industry shut down, China's open. The big corporations said, hey, we've invested in China. We got to deal with them. Americans are getting uppity. Hey, don't worry. We'll shut them down, and China's open. How diabolical is that, brother?
It's sad.
But you're personally witnessing this. Because what you're saying is confirmed in the news that China's shipping everything into us now, our chicken, our poultry, our beef, our pork. This is a total setup.
Everything. Let me tell you something here. No matter what your political view is here at this plant, what God you pray to, everybody sees it and everybody knows what's going on. It's good to see people are realizing it. But
Mike, don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you after break and give you part of the next segment because I've got all the articles here that the poultry, the pork, the beef, the fisheries, they're all shutting down. But don't worry, they're shipping beef in from Africa. We've never taken beef from Africa. Beef from South America, beef from Central America, beef from Asia, because we're shut down. They're like, Trump, you think you're opening America up? Watch this, bitch. We don't shut your ass down. They did it. You like being gang raped like this? Let me tell you, everybody involved in this should have a trial, and then I'll pull the lever to hang their ass.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Consciousness is an ocean, but memory is individualism. Saw the lay of the land a long time ago, but I didn't realize what happened after you went over the mountains. But I've gone over the mountains, and I can tell you, it's just what you got told. The Bible's dead on. In fact, it's so dead on, it's unbelievable. We'd be given something like that to warn us, but why not? God gives us free will, but then God feels so guilty putting his children into something like this. It just hopes we're there on the other side. But I understand the purity of it. You can't give people power and the keys to the universe without allowing them to be tested. I want to finish up with some phone calls here before Paul Watson takes over. But look at this headline. UN chief says pandemic must be used to deindustrialize the West. When you see words like deindustrialize, think billions dead. That's what that means. And look at this old boy of your TV viewer. Does he look like anybody you trust? Does he look like he's going to build a planet? No, he looks like he's a follower, doesn't he?
rare and short window of opportunity to rebuild our world for the better by killing everybody. Carbon is what makes the plants and animals live. But they teach you that that's a problem, but their 5G, their genetic engineering, their wars, their uranium plants are good. These are sick people. But see, they don't have an energy, so they attract evil. So we wonder, like, why are all these powerful people attracted to evil? They're not powerful. They just coalesce at one point because good people are all, like, free and, like, don't want power because you already have the power. Somebody connected to God doesn't want power because you've already got all the power. You don't look for something you already have. Like, if you got plenty of water in the desert, you're like not looking for water because you're not thirsty. The people that want power are looking for it because they don't got it. I mean, the old joke is Alex Jones says, I'm not bragging. Look, I'm not bragging. I got plenty of power. I wanted to be nasty and manipulate stuff. I wanted to kill somebody or beat their ass or do a business deal. It was like, I can do it. I know how to do it. But because I've got the power, I'm not trying to screw people over because I already got it. That's why you got to learn the people that you think you can trust because you're trying to build them up. A lot of times they're the biggest problem because then they get in the power structure. They try to cut you out of things because you're actually trying to build people up and they don't want that. They're not in power when they see other people doing good. I've been around so many executives and they go, you pay your employees this much? No one does that. Not even Los Angeles. Are you crazy? Well, no, I want them to have their lives. Well, they don't care about you. Well, whatever I metaphysically think, that's how I treat my people. So, like, in most management, there's this elitism that you put people down, you get more powerful. Instead of, I'm already so powerful, I'm going to raise everybody up. But see, between those two points is where you find reality. Because you can look at both views. But the view that people are crap to be used and can't be trusted, well, you build what you just were trying to get away from. So I'll take a few calls in this segment, the next. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for rolling.
Yeah, thanks again for having me hold on over the break.
I appreciate you. Go ahead and finish your point. You're a food industry worker, and you're in the food supply chain, and what you're witnessing.
Complete crumble. Not to go off of what you say, man, but it's collapsing right in front of my eyes, very slowly, which I think is intentional.
Well, it took a long time to build it. Takes a long time to kill it.
Yes, and I particularly work in the logistics part of it, and the truck drivers I talk to, UPS, FedEx, they got no packages on their trucks. They don't know whether they're gonna come back the next day or what.
That's because that economy's still there. They're going to come in with their corporate bailout. But see, to get the money, the taxpayer money, you've got to have the globalists run it. So they already, with their AI, scan the networks. They're just banning the networks they don't control. See how that works?
Yes, they do.
But you said something really important. You said, left or right, everybody knows it, don't they?
I work black, white, Asians. I work with everybody. This is a very liberal company. I work with women, men. There's a bunch of people in this plant, and everybody sees it. When those conversations get brought up.
So they need to remember, Mike, who did this to them. For generations, they need to, like, when they see all this depression come, they remember who did it. Does that make sense? Because remembering who did it means you don't follow their orders the next time. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I try to spread the word, man, but, like a lot of your callers say, man, how do you wake people up? It's sometimes it seems like it just needs to happen for people to wake the hell up because, the amazing job you're doing, man, it's not reaching everybody. And it's not your fault. It's just people want to resist it. They can't handle it.
But you said in general that they get that it's a screw job.
They get it. They get it. When we found out Smithfield was bought by China, you know, there's a good amount of people saying we're going to walk the hell out of here. You know, it ain't right. They're taking advantage of when everyone's down because everybody's getting impacted from this, whether
party or... Remember, it's not even a Chinese takeover. It's a globalist takeover. God bless you, brother. The average American wants to lazily go in and buy a side of pork or a side of beef when before it would take years of feeding a cow and years of having it breed and have an extra cow you could eat. It was like a big deal. Like, and every piece of meat you enjoyed, but now it's like, oh, whatever. So now they don't care where it comes from, so they lose their soul. Sunny in Indiana. Sonny, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want to God bless you and your crew and their families and all the patriots out there that have been listening to you and saw this all coming.
God bless you, son.
I just wanted to kind of point out some of the things that had taken place as far as the Chinese takeover in our country for a long time. They own all of the entertainment. Like, they've been putting us all into a comatose state for decades, and they own, like, all the video games and just every bit of entertainment they have.
They own the debt. Exactly.
What's that?
No, you're right. They own the debt. They own everything.
And then another part of that is something that I read a while back about the governors. There was a U.S.-China governors conference in Louisville, Kentucky, and that was last Memorial Day weekend, 2019. And sorry, I'm working. Shortly after that, there was another thing that came up from Pompeo in February of this year that warned the governors that China was basically keeping tabs on them.
Well, no, they actually bought off most of the governors, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
but see,
so,
here's the thing, Sonny. You're upset. That's a normal thing. So you're an early warning system. You care. So you're upset. I don't want you to be, I'm the same way. But that strength, your voice tremulating, and that's like the alarm. Like a woman concerned is like powerful. Like, I just feel powerful hearing your voice concerned. That's like a bell that you ring that, Sonny. The men will respond. Do you see that?
Yeah. I feel it. And it's so hard to know the people. And you know, you post stuff and try and reach out to people. But ultimately, it's going to be them and God that comes to terms with what's really happening. Nobody else can open their eyes to that.
You're right, Sonny. You just said it. Beautifully said. Jeff, Brendan, and Mike, final calls before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. This is the InfoWar.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.